For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team lost a heartbreaker last weekend at Duluth. Go back on the road to St. Cloud State this weekend, joined by quarterback Jordan Hine out of Perham. You were out a couple of weeks with the injury. Your arm certainly seems to be just fine. Over 460 yards passing. Did you know you had that in you with the limited mobility that you had?
I didn't really know what to expect. O-line did a great job blocking, and our receivers made a ton of big plays for me. So just had to sit back there in the pocket and just let it rip.
You always hear in sports, game time decision. At what point did you know you were starting?
Friday. That's when I officially got cleared and knew I was going to go. So Friday afternoon is when I knew I was going to play.
Still nothing like that first snap and that first time you got to run for your life. What was that like?
It was good to be back. It was killing me to be out. I've never missed a football game in my life until this year. So it was tough, but the guys, they responded, got two big wins, and unfortunately we couldn't get one this last weekend.
It was one of the strangest games I have ever listened to on the radio. At one point you're down 41-18, 4 minutes or so into the fourth quarter, and said, all right, I'll start getting ready for a hockey broadcast. And 5 minutes later, you're within eight. What was that fourth quarter like?
It was a circus. It was wild. I mean, we were putting up points. They were still scoring. I mean, it was just relentless. I mean, I think they said 49 total points scored in the fourth quarter alone. So it was wild. I don't really know how to describe it.
What was it that your receivers were doing to get open and get separation and you were able to drop a ball in there?
You know, a lot of the coverage stuff they did, you know, they gave us a lot of man coverage looks on the back side of things. So we knew if we had time, it'd be one-on-one and just got to give our guys a chance.
You guys have lived and died by the run this year. Last three games, almost 1,100 yards rushing, which is unbelievable. You got about 60 last week. You knew that their secondary was maybe a little vulnerable, but did you know 60 yards was going to be all that you'd get?
No, definitely not. I mean, I think a big part of that was time of possession. If you look at it, Duluth had the ball 43 minutes, we did for 17, and we were in such a big hole that we had to abandon the run. So, I mean, looking at it, we didn't think we'd only get 60 yards, but if in a normal game, we probably would have gotten more, but we just had to go through the air and try to score as fast as possible.
A couple of weeks that you were out, how much were you able to help Nick and Jared out?
I just tried to help as much as I can. You know, I didn't want to overload them with too much stuff. I just gave them little insights from being out there and stuff like that. But they played really well for the time in there, and I couldn't be more proud of those guys.
You know that two losses makes the playoffs a bit of a long shot right now. What is the immediate goal for you guys right now?
1-0 this week. I mean, that's our goal every week, but that won't change. I mean, we understand that with two losses, you know, we're on the bubble now and we have to win out and by X amount of points and whatever else, but we're just focused on winning each week out now.
St. Cloud's always been a tough place to play. They might not have as talented of a team, but it doesn't really matter when you go on the road in this league, no matter where you're going, does it?
No, not at all. You know, this is a tough league and everywhere we go is going to be a tough game.
Best of luck.
Thank you.